This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Join them. Join me. It'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I am a pro-life person, and the thing about the liberals is they're always trying to fool the people in the middle, like Bob was talking about. This next piece is coming out of Marie Claire, which is a magazine that is a monthly magazine. It's a women's magazine. And writer Kayla Webley, she was trying to write a lengthy profile of an abortionist. And she was trying to portray this doctor as a warm and compassionate caregiver. I know some. I got a very warm, compassionate doctor right there in my chat room right now, Dr. Jonathan, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Abortionists are not caregivers. They've got this two-part series going on in Marie Claire. On a mother's right, in quotation marks, to have an abortion, and they try to humanize the industry. Clearly trying to destigmatize abortion and abortionists. And, you know, we know what we know about Planned Parenthood. Lots of violence goes on at Planned Parenthood all the time, but, you know. Besides that, so let's look at some of the problems here. This is a portrayal of abortionist Colleen McNichols, and the opening picture of her is her sitting under a glaring lamp, looking at a monitor as she gets ready to terminate a pregnancy. That's the warm portrait of the good Dr. McNichols. Right off the bat, though, the writer, Kayla, points out that McNichols stopped at a bagel shop on her way to the office to grab food for her coworkers. This makes her a caring person, don't you know, when you show up with your coworkers with bagels. McNichols pulls into a spot. She likes to park in front of the fence nearest the protesters so patients don't have to, and heads to the entrance carrying two dozen bagels she brought for the clinic staff. Don't you just hear the music to Leave It to Beaver in the background on this? Nothing like an everything bagel with cream cheese before a day spent slaughtering the unborn. Anybody out there hungry on that one? McNichols munches on that bagel all day and does not take a lunch break. She had just enough time to change into scrubs, shove a few bites of bagel into her mouth, and wash her hands for the required 3 minutes before it's time for the first abortion. So fresh off of the bagel, it's time to go to work. The implication here is that McNichols is commendably willing to sacrifice her physical needs for the sake of her work. But picture what's really going on here. She pulls, another unborn child out of the womb, gets rid of them, and then reaches for a bite of her bagel, if she's not, you know, categorizing the parts for sale later. I wonder how long that bagel remains tasty. The story touts a kill count to build on the idea that McNicholas is really hardworking, citing 1 8-hour day in which she ended the lives of 31 unborn babies. She writes, "It's an exhausting schedule. Good thing you learn how not to sleep in med school, huh?" McNicholas says, laughing, but one she feels she has to maintain. That's 1.29 dead babies every 20 minutes. No wonder she doesn't have that much time for lunch. McNicholas has a love for abortion that drives her to constantly crisscross the country hungry to unsettle the world of as many burdensome pregnancies as possible. She says, part of the problem with being so committed and feeling so passionate about an issue is that it's hard to say no, McNicholas, 35, says. It's hard to say I can't do that because that means somebody is going without care. Now, notice that we're calling this now health care, which, you know, Planned Parenthood abortionists, they're not in there, you know, setting a compound fracture or, you know, putting a hip back into joint. They're performing abortions. Okay, this is not a general practitioner. This is not Marcus Welby. The hardest part of her job is to say no to an abortion. That's the hardest part of her job. Because a woman has carried the fetus to the point where state or federal law determines it has become human. And note that it's not just pro-life advocates who find this odd. Lots of people assume the hardest part of my job is the work. Abortion after abortion. How sad that is, she says. But the truth is, the harder part of my job is when I have to say no to somebody. I sure am. I hate to tell you this, but that baby's gotten too mature and I cannot terminate this pregnancy. It's not weird that McNicholas loves to perform abortions, though, according to Marie Claire, because she's not ending the lives of children. She's simply suctioning and terminating a pregnancy. So whether she's performing a medical abortion, where the patient takes one pill at the clinic and a single dose of four others within the next 48 hours at home, or a surgical abortion, where the pregnancy is, you know, physically intervened, she only needs about 10 minutes with each patient. As a bonus round, Julie Burkhart, she is the woman that took over the murdered abortionist George Tiller's practice, has not one but six framed photos of the guy hanging in her office. Six of them. And her name is Julie Burkhart. She heads both the foundation and the clinic. She worked for Tiller for 7 years. She says she felt a calling to reopen the clinic after his death. You know, I had a calling to join the military, and I had a calling to you know, I feel the tug to be a good husband or a good father or a good radio host or whatever. This lady felt the tug to open up a clinic of death. the liberals that constantly try to fool the middle into thinking, well, we're just human just like you. I just want my bagel while I'm doing my work, just like you. You know, so what if my work is a little different from yours? I know you work in an office, for an example. I'm out there terminating pregnancies. No big whoop, no big difference. Because a woman has a right to, and she deserves the best of health care. And that's when we get in there and start twisting phrases and conflating and changing whole definitions. Terminating a life in order to alleviate a moment of irresponsibility is never a good idea. In the end, we'll see what has to be said for that later on down the road, I'm sure. We'll be right back.
between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, we're going back in the wheelhouse. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Didn't I run that in the second hour? I thought I did. Anyway, check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Like so many anti-gun progressives, Alabama's Cleet Whitley cannot bring himself to admit the obvious truth that Hillary Clinton intends to do her best to come for and collect all the guns. We get this from him. There's nothing that will sell guns and ammo faster than a conservative politician frothing at the mouth. The Democrats are coming for your guns, even though everybody with half a brain knows that's simply and absolutely a lie. This NRA-sponsored baseless rhetoric has become routine in politics because politicians know it works for the segment of their base that's hoarding MREs and incandescent light bulbs in their basements. When politicians said Obama was coming for your guns, sales of ammunition and firearms skyrocketed. Of course, he never advocated the confiscation of guns. He did. Yeah, he did. But the truth never stopped conservatives from using fear to motivate their base. Now we've got the ultimate political waffler, Donald J. Trump, joined by Alabama Senator and perennial pessimist Jeff Sessions, blatantly lying about Hillary Clinton by claiming she is obsessed with repealing the Second Amendment. They claim that her support of expanding background checks is just liberal code for mass gun confiscation. That makes about as much sense as claiming that checking ID for alcohol sales means that you're in favor of prohibition. In this election cycle, the truth doesn't seem to matter anymore. It's all about convincing the electorate that the election of anyone in the opposing party will be the apocalyptic manifestation of fear that will usher in the complete collapse of America as we know it. A few points for us, though. Real quickly. Obama liked the Australian solution, which was confiscation. So, yes, he has advocated for confiscation. He just knows he could never make that happen. And there is indications that they are indeed beginning to abandon their calls for federal gun control, at least within this administration currently. Then there's a part where, Obama has done everything in his power. He wants expanded background checks. He wants universal background checks, which includes private sales. Now, in order for that to actually work, even his own Department of Justice has told him you would have to have a federal gun registry, which we all know that registration leads to confiscation. Everybody's Washington Post has said this out loud. I'm sure they didn't mean for anybody like us to hear it, but they did. So then we've got, Trump and Sessions, they're not lying about Hillary Clinton. You're just an idiot, Whitley. Now, he's technically correct when he says Hillary isn't planning on repealing the Second Amendment because she doesn't have the votes. The states would have to ratify that, not her. She doesn't get to do that. He's also being incredibly dishonest by asserting that she isn't planning on attacking the right to bear arms in every way that the executive branch can if she's elected president. She said she's going to do it on day one. Obama has pushed the very limits of the power as president to infringe upon the rights of American citizens. He only ratcheted back his schemes when the Green Beret letter gently informed him that if he pushed past the constitutional limits of his authority, he would be met with an American insurgency. He then publicly cried in frustration that he couldn't get the House and Senate, run by the Democrats at the time, the Senate, to go along with his schemes. He banned the reimportation of vintage American surplus M1 carbines and M1 rifles from South Korea. He had the ATF attempt to ban common M855 training ammunition for AR-15s by reclassifying it as armor-piercing. He even apparently created the Fast and Furious gun-running plot in hopes of fabricating an excuse for an assault weapons ban in a criminal conspiracy at the highest levels of government, which saw Attorney General Eric Holder held in criminal contempt of Congress, which is still unfolding. And Hillary will be implicated in that one as well because the State Department had to know about it crossing the border. Now, Kankles has made it very clear that she's going after the NRA, calling it her sworn enemy. She's pushing for the repeal of the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act in the hopes of bankrupting the American firearms industry under a wave of frivolous lawsuits from her gun control cronies in the Brady campaign, who have attempted to wage lawfare and challenge the PLCAA in the past. They're doing it now. They're doing it now in Connecticut. She will restrict imports of firearms and ammunition from overseas. She will attempt to push for another ban on the most common firearms sold in the United States, such as many of the most common and popular semi-automatic rifles, shotguns, and handguns. And, of course, she fantasizes about having the opportunity to place far-left progressive justices in the U.S. Supreme Court in hopes of reversing Heller, which she has said she does not agree with, and pushing the perverse mid-20th century progressive fantasy that the Second Amendment is a collective right that only allows formal militias to be armed, even though the Founding Fathers themselves were explicit when they noted the people were the militia, and the purpose of the Second Amendment is to enumerate the pre-existing natural right of the citizenry to be armed against enemies, foreign and domestic, including our own government. They are technically correct when they say she won't repeal the Second Amendment. She doesn't have the authority to do that. She will do everything else she possibly can, though. She will do everything she can to gut it within the limits of her power and drive the gun industry into bankruptcy. And anyone telling you anything other than that is a bald-faced liar. Nothing short of. Hillary is, well, I find it interesting that her biggest problem she's having right now is Bernie Sanders. That is hilarious. That's hilarious. And, you know, I know Trump's having a good time with it. But, you know, that's all for this, and plus there's always this whole espionage thing that's waiting. The espionage thing is waiting. The improper donations are waiting. Fast and Furious is waiting. This is all on Hillary. Hillary's got more baggage than Obama and Holder. Do you know how much of that is saying? When you look at what she's got and you realize how much baggage she's got to deal with? I still haven't heard yet what happens if somebody under a Secret Service protection is found guilty of some crime and has to go to jail. I really want to know about that one. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Hillary Clinton gun-free dream. Because you can bet your boots, every time she lays down with her blankie, she's thinking about it. We'll be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Ah, yes, Hillary Clinton has a dream. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. I can't remember what I did. Tom, are you at the board this time? Tonight? Daniel, were you here for the second hour? Do you remember who I was saying the show was brought to you by? Was it Second Call Defense or was it Ammunition Depot? It was Ammunition Depot, wasn't it? Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Join them, join me. And do yourself a favor. Clear-cut indicator that while I may be playing in the orchestra, that I need a conductor. Thank you, Daniel, for that information. Anytime. Thank you, sir. For years, Tankles has aggressively pushed for stricter gun control laws in America. And as she's wasted time calling for increased gun control and blaming guns and gun manufacturers and gun owners and attacking the NRA, American lives were taken at the hands of criminals and terrorists. And in those places, there were gun control laws in place. And they didn't save those Americans, and more lives will be lost if she's sent to the White House. She says, I think we have to try everything that works to try to limit the numbers of people and kinds of people who are given access to firearms. This she said in Flint, Michigan the other day, or earlier this year. You see, we've got to have more prohibited people. And if her desire to limit the ability of law-abiding citizens to protect themselves and their families isn't horrifying enough, take a look at her view on gun-free zones. Earlier this year and at the NRA convention, Trump said he would abolish gun-free zones on his first day in office. Clinton, weighing in on his plans, told the Trayvon Martin Foundation as they celebrate the life of a thug, there's no way. That's no way to keep us safe. Picture more kids at risk of violence and bigotry. Is it risky to be witness to bigotry? Does that have long-term physical damage? Could she be more wrong? The only person safe in a gun-free zone is the criminal who illegally enters the zone. Gun-free zones create victim-target zones where citizens are left especially vulnerable to attack and unable to legally defend themselves. They create a vacuum where nobody that creates these zones. Here in my state of South Carolina, any business can say they're a gun-free zone. Now, when you look at them, if they want to be a gun-free zone, that's fine. But I don't ever see any baby Hueys all tooled up, ready to go and go to war if somebody comes in there and tries to shoot me while I'm enjoying my pate. I never see that. So not only are they wanting to disarm me, they're not going to provide for my security. And that's a problem. Ms. Clinton's support for these victim target zones ensures that responders will not be nearby to protect law-abiding citizens. If you think Congress can protect your Second Amendment rights if she becomes president, then you're sadly mistaken. She has publicly discussed her plans to use executive power to override the will of Congress, i.e., the people that you voted into office. If nobody's showing support for her anti-gun agenda, she will simply do it without them, or so she thinks. She told NBC's Today Show, I want to work with Congress, but I will also look for ways as president. So she will clearly stop at nothing to take away our rights. And as she continues to be protected by armed Secret Service agents, she expects us to just live in fear, gun-free, as she would have us. Gun-free. Now, let's look at something that has happened in France, where France is one big gun-free zone. Since the last terrorist attack, the parents of two victims who died in November wrote a letter to French President Francois Hollande, notifying him that they will no longer pay taxes and by extension fund the president's jihadist friends. You see, they have policies in France. And the parents are furious about that because they claim that those policies allow the attack to happen. And paying taxes, they argue, will contribute to the surviving suspect's attorney's fees and France's new jihadist rehabilitation centers. They wrote to Mr. Hollande saying, you are a disaster for France. Your example is a disaster at all levels. An excerpt from the letter reads, according to the newspaper Le Figaro, French youth has no future and will pay the price in no time. Our children have died as victims of your lax interference. They've notified the tax office and will take the tax money and put it in an account until affected families are compensated. They also want the death penalty to be reinstated and handed to the terrorists. The letter ends with the parents saying their kids voted for Hollande, despite their warning that he's a man who brings evil. The letter follows a notification many families received earlier in May, ordering them to pay taxes on behalf of their deceased loved ones. The families wanted an exception given the nature of their death, saying they died for France. To make us pay the taxes of a murdered child is unacceptable, according to Patricia Correa, the mother of one of the victims. We already have enough suffering and cost to our everyday lives. This needs to be looked at closely, and that there's a sensible response, namely that we are exempt from these taxes. That's all government looks at people. That's the way they look upon people. Your tax money in the real matrix, your tax money is your energy. You work to build it. You work to earn it. You work to have it. And they want it. They want it because you exist. They want it because you had kids that were murdered by terrorists. And, you know, some of these people are saying, no, we're not going to pay it. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. I want to see what happens with this. France has had a bad year. 2015 was a very bad year for France. And them doubling down on this and saying, well, you know, we know that you lost your loved one. Sorry about that, but you've got to pay their taxes. Aren't taxes part of something, some obligation that you pay for the money that you've earned? Do you have to pay a tax in France to exist? Does the fact that these young people, or however old they were, that they existed at any time prior to their untimely death, their untimely murder at the hands of the terrorists, does that mean that for 2015 that they owe, even though they're dead? This is a prime example of government. Government doesn't care about me. They don't care about you. They don't care about my well-being, your well-being. Not at all. They just want our money, and they want to be in charge. And the difference between here and in France is that when you have guns, you have the capability to look them in the eye, if you're willing to do it, and say no. And there may be repercussions for doing that, but you have an option as to how bad they may be. And that's the difference between us and France. I always feel like I'm mispronouncing that when I say it. I know they say France. But I'm in South Carolina, so we say France. Sorry. Coming up on the last break, when we get back, well, you know, we're going to talk more about Katie Couric, because she's getting hammered from all sides, and it's pretty doggone funny. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last call. On the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join them. Join me. Do yourself a really big favor. Now, let me get back to my place. They're referring to this as the fraudimentary. And it is, it's like I said when I was talking to Bob, it's getting hammered from all sides. First of all, there's a video out by a guy named Stephen Gutkowski, which made the fraud explicit. Now, even elements of the reliably anti-gun mainstream media are going after both Couric and the film's director, Stephanie Sostek, for not only their intentionally deceptive film, but for their even more dishonest non-apologies. Now, here I think this is from the VCDL. After he saw the finished product, Van Cleve emailed his concerns to Kristen Lazur, the producer at Atlas Films. Well, that was interesting. So a balanced piece gives 15 minutes to the pro-gun side and 1.5 hours to the opposition. I had no idea that was the definition of balanced when I was approached about this. Then he bored into the integrity matter. On the question where our members were asked, so without background checks, how do you keep guns out of the hands of felons? It shows our members just sitting there and one looking down. The editors merged some B-roll of our members sitting quietly between questions, followed by Katie asking the felon question. I have the audio of that entire interview, and I know for an absolute fact that our members immediately jumped in to answer the question and did not just sit there quietly. To the person watching the video, it gave the intentionally false appearance of no one in our group having an answer. Am I supposed to think this is good journalism, Kristen? I hope that in your heart of hearts that you are at least thinking to yourself, no, it is not. Now, here's how Lazur handled that concern. I'm truly sorry to hear you were disappointed with the final product. We knew when we set out to make a film on such a divisive issue that we weren't going to make everybody happy. However, we have heard from many gun owners following our screenings and television premiere who felt that we gave the issue a balanced look and reflected their views accurately. Of course, this doesn't address the response that Mr. Van Cleve was talking about, which he noted forcefully in his reply. He said, it's not a feeling. The 8 seconds of silence from gun owners shown after the question about felons is inexcusable. Within 1 or 2 seconds, members responded to that question. Like I said, I have the proof. That edit actually changed the answer members gave to the question. Worse, the deception was intentional. This brand of defensiveness appears widespread among those associated with the fraudimentary. Just a little while ago, the film's people released this statement from Schostig. There are a wide range of views expressed in the film. My intention was to provide a pause for the viewer to have a moment to consider this important question before presenting the facts on Americans' opinions on background checks. I never intended to make anyone look bad, and I apologize if anybody felt that way. So let's stroke our gray beard and reflect on this, shall we? In the years that we've covered and watched media organizations, we've scarcely seen a thinner, more weaselly excuse than the one that we just heard. For starters, it appears to count as an admission that this segment of the documentary was edited. The artistic pause provides the viewer not a moment to consider the important question. It provides viewers a moment to lower their estimation of gun owners. That's what it does. That's all it does. As far as the rest of the statement, adults in 2016 may no longer write the phrase, apologize if anyone felt that way, and preserve their standing as professionals. To compound matters, here's the accompanying statement from Couric. I support Stephanie's statement and am very proud of that film. That from Katie Couric of Yahoo News, of CBS Evening News, of 60 Minutes, of the Today Show, and so on. Many of those who sampled the discrepancy between the video and the audio tape were already enraged by the depiction of those gun owners. The statements from Schostig and Couric will surely intensify the backlash, as well they should, an apology, a retraction, re-editing, whatever it is that they do to make amends. All of it needs to happen here. Now, I beg to differ on that part. Apologies and retractions are an appropriate penance for careless mistakes or confused, messed up responses or even blatant ignorance. This was intentional fraud. That's all that was. And that's the way it needs to be approached. Remember Ryan Williams? His intentional fraud. Do you remember how that was approached? Well, that needs to happen here with Ms. Couric. This happens under her watch. Bye-bye, Couric. Now, as we go away, coming out of Washington, D.C., Devin Watkins wrote at the Federalist today that an officer accepting his application for a concealed carry permit in D.C., told him outright that he'd been told by the city's attorney general to ignore a recent court order overturning an old requirement that a permit receiver must have a good reason to get his permit. As he wrote at the Federalist, I went to apply for a concealed carry permit in D.C. The police officers told me that the D.C. attorney general's office had ordered them to ignore the order. In a phone interview, Mr. Watkins was asked to elaborate. The city has 90 days to consider the application, so while he hasn't been officially denied yet, this incident occurred on May the 17th. But Watkins says that the receiving officer told him, and he did not get the name, strongly implied that his lack of listing the good reason would mean he would be denied, and that they had been told by the Attorney General's office to ignore the ruling. Watkins handed in a copy of that ruling along with his application. He does not know the name of the position of the person at the Attorney General's office who responded to his complaint about the matter, with telling him he should just file a complaint online. Watkins wrote in a follow-up email, I told the officer taking his application, you do understand that ignoring a court order could potentially find you in contempt of court. They said, look, sir, this is not a court of law. We just do what our superiors like the AG's office order us to do. I insisted that they take my application anyway, even if they're going to deny it in the end. The city did on May 18th write in a press release that we believe the district's gun laws are reasonable and necessary to ensure public safety in a dense urban area and will request a stay of this decision while we appeal. But Robert Morris, a press officer for the D.C. Attorney General's office, vigorously denied that they'd given any such order to disobey the order in the meantime. In an emailed statement he wrote, the office of the Attorney General has not and would not instruct any officer of the district to ignore any court order. So, Morris said that in an interview that we are checking with the police department to make sure people aren't mistakenly verbally giving wrong information. Watkins says the form available to him on May 17th when the incident occurred was still the old one. There are links in that story out there which still says that they're looking for good reason for you to have a permit. And as they get ready to head out the door, Machine Gun Joe, he admitted the other day that he admitted defeat on passing stricter gun laws at the federal level, telling local leaders this day before yesterday, we're probably not going to get much done in the next 9 months. But he did urge state and local politicians to continue fighting. Don't quit on this. He urged them to set the table for the next president to be able to get some of this done. He also touted the White House's push to develop personalized smart guns, arguing that safer guns could be a game changer in a country that has almost as many firearms as people. It's worse than that, Joe. We got more firearms than we do people. That's what I love about Joe. He never knows what he's talking about. And yet he talks anyway. Talks. A lot of people have taken his advice and, you know, just fired a shot through the door or fired a couple of warning shots in the air. They've gone to jail or been arrested and then gone to jail. Thanks, Joe. You are the gift that keeps on giving. Absolutely, you are. As we close, very shortly, it's going to be war between me and guns.com. Stay tuned. We'll do this again in 21 hours. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.